This is Sheila Q. You're listening to DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, you listeners, you DH Radio bots, as I like to call you, know how important it is to me to support local. And in the spirit of that, Ariane Bisson-McLernan is on the phone with me right now, who would be the lead girl behind Alice in the Intellects. They will be performing this Saturday night. It's kind of nice to have a little taste of what's to come and give you guys a heads up as to what's behind this act that is coming to the stage here locally. Ariane, welcome to DH Radio.
Hi, Sheila.
Now, tell me about you are somebody who grew up in this area. Tell me about your upbringing in the Sherbrooke region and what took you beyond there and back here. Let's hear that story.
Well, you know, it's natural. You're born here, so you live there. But I actually appreciate all that comes with the town, which is like 15 minute car ride from your city, and everything that comes with it, and also the bilingual aspect of the townships, which I like because I went to English school, elementary school, and secondaire in French. So all of that, you know, does that. I always come back to the townships in Sherbrooke, even if now I'm in Montreal, and it probably influenced many things, but I can't specify like exactly what little aspects make that I am what I am, but
I think it's one of those things that you appreciate when you find yourself in situations that where that township or part of you comes out, you know, like I think as a rule, we kind of learn to socialize in a different way. We have a different kind of street smarts. We have a different kind of, I don't know, you know, like that's all going to contribute to stuff. So not to give you such a general humongous question right off the bat, that's not very, very fair in an interview, is it?
But musically, actually, I have like friends that come from my background, like high school and elementary school, but there's a lot of musicians in the townships, and I'm not just saying that because it's my region. I think maybe the high schools and the programs like Mitchell and Montcalm and the university also are offering really good formation, and I think that I always surround myself by, you know, Sherbrooke musicians or township musicians, and that probably also influences many things in my project, you know.
So you were just performing elsewhere. Where were you just the last little stretch of time?
Well, I was living in Montreal. I've been doing a lot of theater, actually, because my main job is acting. That's what pays my bills. It's funny to say, but it's actually true. And it's financed a big chunk of my album also. So I've been touring a lot in Quebec, also Ontario, a lot, a bit in the States, and always coming back to Sherbrooke, also working with many companies there, so that's where
that's
I was.
Great. And so this Saturday night, you're going to be taking the stage at Le Boc et Bière, which is a great venue. Is that not the most fun? That's my favorite spot to go see. I love the Granada Theater as well, too, but if it's more of a casual atmosphere that I'm looking for where people can circulate and whatever, the Le Boc et Bière is such a cool spot to
see a show. I haven't played there yet, but I've seen shows, and I really like the vibe, and Granada for sure is good, but if you have like a smaller venue and less public, it's better because the Granada is so huge to fill.
Yeah, it is.
That, you know, if you don't have, I don't know how many people in your audience, it can, you know, it can feel a bit kind of no vibe or no, you know, not that much of a party place.
So you, following high school, you're in your late 20s, but following high school, you went off and studied in theater, right?
Mm-hmm. And actually musical theater.
Musical, so specifically. Yeah. Okay. And when did you put when did you decide that it was time to take to the stage in a different way and begin performing as a musician?
Well, it kind of sneaked up on me, actually, just composing. At first I didn't have, like, any ambition of, you know, just finding my band and starting rehearsing and booking shows. It was just more, like, me alone with myself and just composing songs just sneaking up on me. And I've always played piano, and, you know, when I was a teenager, I did, you know, have little songs, but I don't play them anymore because they're really kind of teenage songs. But yeah, it kind of sneaks up on you, especially, you know, when you're living something emotionally, and then, you know, it's kind of, music is really like instinctive and So all of that.
It's like that expression thingy. It's like it has to, it wants to take shape somehow.
Exactly. And when I would write, you know, I have my little books with me when I'm on tour, and it's always more on a like poetic level, and so verses and everything. So that's kind of easy to put in songs. So all of that, and then I just, you know, once I turned around, I was like, hey, I have like 10, 15 songs that are there, almost done. And I was offered a first show, actually, by a theater company, Le Petit Théâtre de Sherbrooke, which I work with a lot, and they do these carte blanche. I think it was on hold this year, but they do that, and they offer an artist of the region, like, a whole, whatever you want, a stage with the technician and a rehearsal day before and everything. And I said, hey, let's just, you know, put my songs together because of that opportunity.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So that was like the kickstart of everything. And then I found my musicians because I had, you know, I met some musicians and they had listened to what I was doing because I had these little kind of demo versions. And I knew like the people that I would, you know, approach and that were interested in what I was doing. And so we started creating together, and that's how it started, actually.
So how many members are in your band, in Alice and the Intellects?
We're four, including me.
And what instruments will be found on stage?
Yeah, it's piano.
Yep.
Electric guitar, and then there's upright bass, which is beautiful. And
I love upright bass.
We love hearing it, and drums. And also, you know, there's all sorts of other collaborators. So let's say Saturday, I'll also have Marie-Neige who'll be singing with me.
Oh,
but
wow.
Sometimes we have like we can have a trumpet there, or, you know, depending on, because on the album there's really many musicians that collaborated. So I always kind of say when I'm playing, and sometimes we have surprises, sometimes we have like an invited like pianist or percussionist, so there's always surprises that can happen during the shows.
Now, what if you were going to explain or describe the style of Alice and the Intellects, how would you do so?
Okay, yeah, that's the question. I have to start answering correctly. I say folk, like, as the general thing, but it's not, like, always acoustic guitar and, you know, a little folky vibe, but there's kind of, and there's a jazz also, which I want to say, but we're not jazz musicians, and we're not trying to do jazz, but it's mostly, like, the improvisation, that comes with jazz, and just finding stuff throughout that, and just the pure energy of, you know, not knowing where you're going to go.
There's like a suppleness in that, like a flexibility.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm not a jazz pianist. And, you know, while some of my musicians have played a lot of jazz, but we're trying to make songs. So it's, you know, folk jazz is, and chamber pop also. But if I don't have all my musicians with me, I can't say I'm doing a chamber pop show because isn't it funny?
it's getting so hard to. I've spoken about this with numerous musicians. I think that to a certain extent, genres are sort of dying, and we can't help but sort of want to not really compartmentalize, but just set a stage or a tone or a series of expectations. When really, what people just need to do is listen to the music and have an idea.
Yeah. Exactly. And when we did the album, we never said, okay, this is not in our style. We've got it. You know, actually the conducting, like the whole thing that does the album is one whole thing that fits together. I think it's personal. And we all put ourselves in it, and it had to, and I'm like the base of it. So it all comes from me. And, you know, everybody has their little sound, and together it does something that has its own sound, but you can't really put it in a category, I think.
Portion of the show. What would you say is your greatest strength?
I think it's that I'm really stubborn.
I love it when it's exactly the word. You know, you're kind of like, I know that it's this, and it's what it is.
And when you do an album, it's kind of good to, you know, just never let go.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. You are kind of like the protector of your work, you know. So, all right, what would you say would be your greatest weakness?
I'm really stressed, and like anxious, and I can't sleep when I have too many things to think about, which is like pretty much all the time. So, yeah.
Oh, insomnia. Parenthood did that to me. I've now fatigue is like, yeah, no, I just, I realized it last week. I went on a business trip with a colleague of mine, and while we were away, we got to our destination at 3 a.m. because we'd been delayed by something. And when we, so our workshop was at 8:30 a.m. and, I thought I was going to be dead and have to like be this zombie through the whole thing. And I actually was quite awake. I was so surprised. And I was like, this is the only time that I can really say that something that was extremely, extremely, extremely challenging is kind of like super handy. So what would you say is your favorite candy?
Well, I heard that we can like go a bit off track with the sugar.
Yes, just go with that thing.
Yeah, I like a tomato sandwich.
Tomato sandwich.
I always have to have my tomato sandwich like ingredients in my fridge.
So what are your ingredients? What do you want? Like, are you a...
I put cheese in it, actually, and just like mayo, bread. The better the bread, the better your sandwich is. Also, tomatoes, also good tomatoes. That's important. Like, I usually take like vine tomatoes or something like that, and whatever cheese you have handy.
I love that.
Pepper, also.
Oh my god!
And if you have fresh basil, then that's like just.
Do you know what
really
I am now craving that? I'm the most suggestion is so strong with me that like as a kid I'd see Cookie Monster eating those little cookies and I'd be like, I want those little cookies. And now I want a tomato sandwich with cheese so bad. You
have no
idea. So what would you like to be remembered for, Ariane Bisson-McLernan?
Well, I think my smile and my good humor. It's a bit cliche, but yeah.
You know what? I don't think that's... There's nothing cliche about something classic like that. That's awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of DH Radio this week.
Thank you, Sheila, for having me.